Bullets fired from ambush seem to have no effect on this future leader. Hear the remarkable story on the next American Inspirations. In the woods near Fort Duquesne, French and Indian musket balls and arrows suddenly rained down on the colonial troops. The well-planned ambush quickly turned to a massacre. Out of 86 American officers in the skirmish, only one young colonel survived the battle without injury, though his horse was killed and four mysterious bullet holes were later found in his jacket. 15 years later, the Indian chief who had fought against the Americans that day told George Washington that he had personally fired at him 17 times, leading the chief to declare that Washington must be a particular favorite of heaven, since bullets had no effect on him. This story of George Washington's divine protection is today's American Inspiration. You too can be an American Inspiration by joining the Presidential Prayer Team. Receive a free window decal and presidential prayer updates at presidentialprayerteam.org. That's presidentialprayerteam.org.
That was Always Been There by Taylor D. And now, here's 5-year-old little Jimmy Watkins with an editorial on love.
My name is Jimmy Watkins, and I'm 5 years old. I wanted to bring my dog Buffy with me today, but my mama says Buffy is in love and can't go out of the house for a whole week. Love must be something awful. I guess Billy Smith's in sixth grade, and he knows everything. He said love makes you feel warm all over your body, and you feel lightheaded, and your stomach does flip-flops. I was in love last week, and my mama took me to the doctor. And I got a shot where I sit down, and I didn't even get a lollipop. We sing about love in Sunday school. For God so loved the world, he gave. Love must be giving. I told my teacher that I gave my sister the chicken pops, and I gave my brother a black eye. But she said love is just good stuff. She hasn't talked to Billy Smith. Billy Smith's in sixth grade. He knows everything. Billy Smith says you can learn a lot about love on TV. Did you know that love is made out of chocolate pudding? That's what the commercial says. Thanks for the love in my lunchbox. And do you know what's in the lunchbox? A can of chocolate pudding. Love also makes your nose tickle and makes you belch. That's what the commercial says. Canada Dry tastes like love. And ginger always tickles my nose and makes me belch. And I learned on the TV that love can also be manufactured. So I got out my Lego building blocks and I asked my daddy, and I even said, please. I said, Daddy, will you please help me make some love? Daddy's whole head turned red and those veins on his neck stuck out, and he said, never say that again. I asked Billy Smith. Billy Smith's in sixth grade, and he knows everything. He says you should never use four-letter words, or your mommy will wash your mouth out with lava soap. After my daddy turned back to pink, he said I couldn't watch TV for a whole week. And he said that love is liking someone just the way they are. You don't have to manufacture it. I don't think Betty Green likes me just the way I am. She's in second grade. I like older women. And she has this really sexy chipped front tooth. So I always ride my tricycle past her house without my hands. And she just yells out that I'm mentally retired. My mommy and daddy, they like me just the way I am. Even when I threw up on the brand new carpeting. And even when I gave Buffy a haircut with the weed whacker. That kind of love feels good. It's kind of like in the winter, yeah, when it's 3,000 degrees below zero and your nose is dripping all the way down to the knees of your snow pants, and you come in the house and your mommy gives you a big mug of hot chocolate, and it just makes you feel really warm inside. That's what love is like. At least that's what I think.